Hello and welcome to the Mike Harris Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Harris. Before I jump into the actual topic of what I want to discuss today, I want to talk about why this is getting started. The point of this podcast is to inspire, to motivate, but to also help with practical application. Application, execution is everything. I'm a firm believer that there's plenty of information that's already out there, but I want to talk about how you execute and how you take the information you move forward from my own personal vantage point. So hopefully somebody can find some good information in this. If you think it'll be beneficial to someone else, please pass it along. And without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into it. So what affects happiness? What affects joy? Right, we all want to be happy. We all want to be joyful, but we don't understand a lot of times what it is that's actually negatively affecting us. Here, I'm a firm believer that we can always talk about doing the good stuff, but I think if we could just stop doing the bad stuff first, it makes doing the good stuff a lot easier. And if nothing else, even if you don't do any good stuff, at least you get back to even, right? You can owe or you can be at zero. A lot of people look at those as really being the same things, but if you're at zero, at least you don't owe. So when we talk about negative things, what negative things affect joy? Comparison. Comparison is the thief of joy. And we know this. So if we know this, how do we stop comparing? Right, so when we're looking at other people, why do we look at other people? Why do we look at other things or other people's situations? Right, I think sometimes that we can look at them because of inspiration. I think that sometimes we can look at them out of pure nosiness. And then sometimes you can look at it just as a means of gauging. But here's the problem, right? They told us in school, and I don't think we caught the full lesson. I didn't catch the full lesson. They said, keep your eyes on your own paper, right? When they said to keep your eyes on your own paper, I thought they were telling me, don't cheat off of someone else's paper. And I thought it was cool. I'm like, that's fine for me. I'm not the one that needs to cheat off someone else's paper. I had people that cheated off of my paper. So if you gave me a couple of dollars, and I say a couple of dollars, the truth of the matter is back in the day it was $1. If you gave me $1, maybe I lean this way or I move my paper this way and hopefully you get a chance to see the answer. I'm not looking on your paper, but you're looking on mine. But years later, what I realized is what they were actually saying wasn't to not cheat. Yes, they didn't want us to cheat, but what they were saying is to keep your eyes on what you're doing rather than what someone else is doing. Here's what I did. I didn't get the lesson fully, and I would look up and I would see other people going through tests quickly or going through tests more slowly than I was. And here's the problem on both sides. When I saw people going through a test quicker than I did, what did we do? We immediately said, wow. There's something wrong with me. I don't know. I'm about to fail this test. Everybody else is going so much faster than me. I'm going to run out of time. There's something wrong on my end. Or I did this when I took the SAT. I didn't study for the SAT at all. Didn't do anything. So I thought it might not turn out too well. I went in and I finished before everybody. And I started looking around. And I said, oh my God. I didn't do something. I missed a part of this test or a large part of this test, or I'm missing a section or something, or you know what? I didn't take my time with the answers. I'm going to end up failing this. Doing that immediately eroded my confidence in what I had already done, and that affected my confidence in what I was going to have to do going forward. And if we don't know anything else, we know that the way that we feel matters. Why you can't just do because of the way that you feel, but if you feel a certain way, then you'll do a lot better, right? It makes things a lot easier. The problem with looking on other people's tests, and I learned this lesson later in life, and what I mean is just recently, is that when you're looking at other people's stuff, you start subconsciously comparing what you're doing to what they're doing, and we make these assumptions about us. We rarely make assumptions about someone else. We a lot of times we start pointing the finger at us and saying, okay, something's not right on my end, or something that I'm doing isn't correct. Or on the flip side, we do also start pointing the finger at someone else and we start comparing them to us, and we make ourselves the standard and we start judging. One of the problems is, and this is a completely different podcast, but the problem is with the measure that we judge someone else, we'll be judged. Here's my viewpoint on this. I think that with the measure that we judge someone else, we'll judge ourselves also. So if we're judgy, we don't just stop with judging other people. A lot of times we judge ourselves, and we judge ourselves more harshly than we should. But once again, that's a whole nother podcast. Let's stay on subject. So how did I see this in my life personally? I saw this. I stayed off social media for about 9 months, right? 9 to 10 to 11 months ago, whatever it was, I decided that I was going to get off of social media because I saw myself using way too much time on this thing, and it wasn't making me any money, right? I wasn't actually doing anything with it except taking time away from work, taking time away from my wife, and taking time away from my newly born child, right? I barely had time for anything else, for friends or whatever it is, and social media was taking up way more time than I even realized, right? 2 to 3 minutes of scrolling, me just going to go check something quickly started to begin to turn into 30 to 35 to 40 minutes of looking at funny videos, right? That was my thing, say funny videos, and I'm laughing and I feel great, but I've lost 45 minutes worth of time. So I decided to get off of it for a while, right? And then I decided to get back on months and months later, right? When I figured out that I was missing out on some things, right? And not missing out on a whole lot. Really what I mean is I was missing out on some of the things that were going on with other people's lives, right? I had a buddy of mine, I'll say acquaintance. I'm not going to act like him and I are super great friends, but we're good when we see each other. And he had a ring on. And I told him, I just pointed at it and I asked him, like, hey, man, what's up with that? He said, oh, yeah, I got married. I've been married for X and X amount of time. Matter of fact, we have a baby on the way, right? We have this, we have that. I'm like, wow, when did that happen? And my big thing is not that I just need to know your information, but I would have loved to be able to congratulate you in that moment, and rather than 9 to 10 months later, right? And I started finding out things that was happening with friends, things that were happening with family members that I just didn't know about, and they were on this medium, and people just assumed that I would see it, but I didn't know anything about it until I got a text message, and I wanted to be in the loop. So I said, you know what? If nothing else, let me go ahead and get back on, and I'll at least be able to check in on my family members. But then I started thinking about it and saying, great, you know what? If I'm gonna be on this thing, let me be somebody that contributes something to everyone positively, rather than being somebody that's just on here being entertained, right, and wasting time. So I came back, and I came back with a very specific mission. The problem is that during that mission, I got messed up. I started one day, one specific day, right, not too long ago, I got on and I started looking at everyone else's stuff, right? I was on IG, and we know what I did. I wasn't on my timeline. I went to the Explore page, and the Explore page is... It's something else, right? But I started seeing people on there, and I think because Instagram has all of my information and everybody has all of your information, they know that I'm into fitness. So I started seeing fitness people and entrepreneurs and all these different things popping up, and everybody's successful and business success and fitness success and this and world records and all these other things, right? And I'm like, wow, this is great. But it went from wow, this is great, to why isn't this me, right? Why am I not doing something significant enough to be acknowledged on this large scale, right? Why am I not living up to my full potential? I work hard. I should be able to do something like this. I should be able to insert blank, right? I should build insert blank, right? I should be known for insert blank. And the problem with this is we know, like we mentioned earlier, comparison is a thief of joy. The whole deal is I didn't mean to actually compare But I started doing it subconsciously. And when I tell you the truth is, I got down, right? I got really low. I mean, and I honestly don't get super, super low super, super often. But man, I got in that place and I got in that funk and it was crazy. And I hadn't felt like that in such a long time. And I was just wondering, I'm trying to figure out what's actually going on. And by the time I was able to pinpoint it, I was just in amazement. Right, I realized that I was looking at what I didn't have, and the only reason I was looking at what I didn't have is because I started looking at what other people did have. That in itself is prime example. Comparison is the thief of joy. So, like I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the podcast, we always want to talk about practical application, right? I want this to be something that we can talk about and we can say, great, I got information from here and I could take it and go apply it. So how did I personally get some information and apply the information to get out of that funk? I believe there's two different things that we have to do to make sure that we don't go into comparison, right? First thing being outcome oriented. Anytime I've been on social media and I went and looked at specific things or whatever it wasn't just for entertainment, right? It wasn't even mindlessly. It was very specific. I wanted to see exactly what the strategies were for X, Y, and Z. What are some outlines for X, Y, and Z? And how could I do X, Y, and Z and obtain success on these particular platforms? How are these platforms different from each other, right? How do you post here and then here? And then what do you do to be able to reach a greater audience? Or for business purposes, how do you reach a very specific audience? Matter of fact, how do I reach somebody that lives in this specific neighborhood? I was outcome oriented when I went in and I looked at things specifically to see exactly what it is that I wanted. I didn't go into it mindlessly. The problem is that I think that a lot of times we do things and we go into things mindlessly. I find myself sometimes opening up the apps and I didn't even realize I opened them, scrolling and going through, and I didn't even realize that I'm scrolling. And then a few minutes into it, I said, hold on, wasn't I doing something? What's going on? And I went as far as say, you know what? Cool. I posted what I wanted to post for today. Let me delete the app for the rest of today. I'll download it again tomorrow or whatever it is. I'll do whatever I have to do in order to be able to maintain control and make sure that what I'm doing is outcome oriented and I'm getting my outcome and not just becoming the outcome of someone else, right? The second thing is that I'm a firm believer of remembering where you were. So here's the deal. Let's say that you forget to be outcome oriented, right? You miss step one and you just go through the thing. And let's say that you're already down and deep into the funk, right? Just like I was not that long ago. I believe that when you stop and you really remember where you came from, it creates the feeling of gratitude and gratefulness in you, right? It's something beautiful about really just remembering that, man, you know what? At one point, I was extremely lost. I wasn't sure what I was doing for a career. I knew what I would do for a paycheck. I knew what I'd do to make sure I get this rent paid, but I'm not sure what I'm doing for a career. I know now, right? I at least know to a certain extent, and I'm grateful for that, right? I remember at one point, you know, I had certain goals as far as strength went. I look at it where I'm at now versus where I was. There's a gap, and I'm grateful for that, right? I look at it. We could talk about this in the area of marriages. We could talk about this in the area of family. We can talk about this in the area of finances. We could talk about material things that you have. We could talk about all of those different things. For me, the thing that really pulled me out is I had to actually look at the thing and say, you know what? I'm crazy. Like, let me stop this insanity for a minute and let's remember. While that person might show that they have X, Y, and Z, which as a side note, we don't even know if that's true. I hope it is true for them. More than likely, it's not. More than likely, it's just their highlight reel. More than likely, it's the best part of whatever it is that they have, because that's what people are going to show. People aren't really going to show the other thing. I don't even know if that's true. And if it is true, that's great. And that's good for them. But for me, I was at this place and now I'm here. I made progress. I'm a firm believer of progress is happiness, right? Progress equals happiness. I think that if you stay in any place, in any relationship, in anything that's not growing, right? In anything that's not multiplying long enough, you're going to be ungrateful, right? You're not going to be happy. It can be the same thing 10 years from now that you have now, right? Or place that you're in now. And at a certain point, you stop becoming happy with it. I think that we have been commanded to multiply, right? And I don't think that's just with children. I think that's in every area. We have to continue to keep growing. Otherwise, we start to feel stagnant. Stagnation is a cousin to being unhappy, right? But when I stopped and I started looking at what it is that I was, right, or who I was, what I had, what I was able to do, and what I, who I am, what I have, and what I'm able to do now, I saw the progress, and that progress got my mind back to saying, you know what, Mike, you should be happy. Like, you are happy, right? You're not where you used to be. The JA man is not outside of your house looking to cut the power off with there's nothing that you can do about it. Matter of fact, we're not even anywhere close to that at all. Right. Let's be grateful. And, you know, for my ambitious people, I don't want to make it sound like I'm not ambitious. I don't want to make it sound like there's something wrong with being ambitious. We should continue to keep striving, but we can't just look forward and look to the future. We have to be able to see, great, here's where I am and here's where I was. Here's the progress. And progress, some progress is better than no progress. Now, once you stop and you say, okay, now here's where I want to go, we can always change it up and move things around and say, great, let me pick up the pace so I can be moving faster and gain more progress more quickly. But we have to be appreciative and we have to be grateful of what it is that we have now. Because if you're not even grateful what you have now, you're not going to be a good steward over it. If you're not a good steward over what you have now, then why would you even get more, right? Why would you get blessed with more? Doesn't make sense. We have to be appreciative of where we are, what we have, and what we're able to do, right? Everybody's grown in some way, shape, or form. You may not have more money. You may not have more influence. You may not have more access, but I guarantee that there's something that you learned that you didn't know before. You have more knowledge, or if you actually went through the thing, you have more wisdom, right? And that same knowledge and that wisdom, that's something that you can take and you can apply in all these different areas and you can go get the thing, right? Getting the thing isn't the hardest part. Getting the knowledge and the wisdom, that's where the actual value is, because they can take things away, which you know they can't take that away. So in the most practical application, in the most practical step, and the easiest thing to do, just keep your eyes on your own paper. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. I hope that you found this information beneficial. I hope you found this information inspirational, and I hope you found something that you could take and you can apply. If you did find this information something that was helpful for you, please take it, pass it along to someone else that you think that it could help. Thank you. Take care.